Oh, yes. How are you doing?
And you had been speaking, left a message for Gordon Lilly. So I was returning your call.
Oh, I see. Yes. There was a matter before the court this morning, and it was an uncontested matter whereby Andy Bouchard was removing a caveat for monies due my father. And I hadn't heard from the courthouse, so I assumed that he had gotten his order, and I wanted to alert the court that there was, or the registry, that there's three protection orders against them, and that we were definitely contesting it. In any case, I started faxing something to Land Titles and the Fax Jam, which was good, because at that point, the courthouse phoned me back and said that the master had adjourned it for another 2 weeks to allow time for to get new counsel and to contest the matter.
Fine.
I think you're aware of what's been going on here, and I believe there's been a breach of contact with my father. So I just want to ensure that the matter, that the caveat weren't removed, and I wanted to alert him of that. But as it turns out, the master, I think, could read between the lines, and he's allowed, he didn't allow the order and adjourned it for 2 weeks.
No, that's fine. I mean, this is probably a matter for the court to decide, and we will comply with whatever the court orders.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good. That's good. In any case, we were breathing a bit of a sigh of relief because Dad was definitely contesting it, and his lawyer withdrew from the case, so we didn't have representation, so we didn't want it to go through unchallenged.
Fine. I mean, you're entitled to raise your matters with the court, and whatever the court decides is the appropriate matter for this thing is what we would comply with.
All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling back. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay. Okay.